Therefore, how are you to judge a soul that is involved in this learning process? By what step or steps do you abstract and say, this is wrong, that is worthy, here she has succeeded, and here he has not? You cannot judge the learnings of a soul on the basis of how that learning takes place without creating negative karma. In other words, a soul is capable of being examined in process. Just as you can ask yourself, where does my anger come from? And realize that it springs from a multitude of dynamics, some of which were set into motion centuries ago, or longer, and that are only now coming to completion. That it is a current of energy within you that you are seeking to release in order to heal your soul and balance your karmic energy. You cannot try another as if you were a judge in a court for a single angry experience. Rather, you would have to see clearly that there is a process unfolding, and add to that the factor of karma. You can only judge that the soul is involved by its own will in a process of healing, and that it is evolving, as are you, and as is the rest of the universe. This is non-judgmental justice. It is justice that does not judge the process of the soul's evolution, except that it recognizes with love that the soul is reaching for love. It is not the way of the universe to look through the eyes of right and wrong, and failure or success. How do you know what success is? Can you see in fullness the causes and effects of your being, and of your acts and of your words? Therefore, how do you know what success is? And how can you possibly imagine what failure is? What is failure but a cause and effect? What we call failure is simply a cause and its effect, simply the process of cause and effect in action. It is wise to imagine the dynamics that we think of as failure and success as not truly existing, because they do not from the position of truth, only from the position of judgment. How can you say what within the illusion is worthy and what is not? Unworthiness is the judgment of not being perfected, but look around you. Do you see perfection completed by each human being, except that they are, in their own process, perfect and worthy? It is the process that is worthy and perfect at all times, and in that you complete the task fully. How is it possible to know what to pursue within the illusion, and what not to pursue?